And now, the Czechoslovak Radio Hour.
Good morning to all our listeners from WCEV 1450. You're listening to Klára Moldová
and Irina Čajková.
This Sunday broadcast is dedicated to Jerry Jirák, the former Czechoslovak radio program announcer who had been involved with this broadcasting for over 30 years and who passed away in August of this year. In order to commemorate his life, introduce him to those who hadn't had a chance to meet him, and to honor the tremendous amount of effort he put into the radio, our aim is to adjust this show to his taste.
We asked Jerry's wife, Mary Lou Jirák, about his favorite music, so that we could play it in his honor today. This was her answer.
It is very hard to say. He was a big fan of music in general, and he devoted his life in the radio to give moments of joy to people by playing their favorite music.
So, let's hope that Jerry would enjoy all the songs we picked today. First, you will hear three favorite Czech and Moravian brass band pieces. Morava krásná zem, Šli panenky silnicí, and finally Cikánka by Karel Vacek.
Tam, kde vlahý vítr vane, tma už hvězdy zhasíná, vzduchem voní hrušky plané, nejkrásnější krajina. Malý šohaj na půl spící vyved koně ze stáje. Vnímáme svět v okamžicích. Morava, zem krásná je.
Krásná zem, posázená.
všude tam, kde réva viná moravskou zem pokrývá, tam si dodnes po dětinách šohaj z chasů zaspívá.
Let's have a word from one of our new sponsors, Daisy Brand Sausage.
If you haven't tried Daisy Brand Sausage, try some and you see what you are missing. Daisy Brand Sausage offers over 40 different sausages, with many longtime Czech favorites like prasky, beer sausage, minced ham and natural casing frankfurters. Started back in 1925 by a group of Czech immigrants, Daisy Brand has been making delicious sausages right here in Chicago for 90 years. Known for a great flavor and superior quality, Daisy Brand sausage has been a family favorite, especially among Chicago's Czechs. With the holidays quickly approaching, don't forget to include some Daisy Brand Polish sausage on your dinner table. In a hurry for something quick? Have some delicious Daisy Brand cold cuts in your refrigerator for a great sandwich. Daisy Brand sausage is available at your finer grocery stores and delis throughout the Chicagoland area. You can also come right to the Daisy Brand factory store and buy any of our delicious sausages and save. It doesn't get any fresher than that. The Daisy Brand factory store is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until 12 p.m. and is located at 2310 South Pulaski Road in Chicago. The website is www.crawfordsausage.com. As a holiday gift, orders can be shipped anywhere in the USA. Mention this radio ad when you stop in and receive discount coupons. If you want the best Czech sausages in Chicago, try Daisy Brand. Every day, fresh as a daisy.
Cikánko, ty krásná, cikánko malá, srdíčko ti láska má, dnes poutala, jiného teď mám, černé oči tvé. Dáli zápal zhasíná, zářil poslední. Marně hledám nocí tmou, cigánku nevěrnou. Zdá se mi, že nebude již nikdy mou. Cigánko, ty krásná, cigánko malá, zrudne tvůj vlas a houslí tesklivý ozve se hlas. Vzpomeň si, cikánko, že měl jsem tě rád, tu lásku ti nikdo víc nemůže dát. Zmámila si duši mou, klid vrátit nemůžeš. Vše, co řekla ústa tvá, změnilo se v lež. Dříve než se rozední, tvůj tábor zmizí dál. Proč neřekla bych se tvoji lásky bál? Cikánko, ty krásná, cikánko malá, srdíčko ti láska má, dnes poutala, jiného teď mám, černé oči tvé, tebe se mi zdá líbí, tak upřímné, až po ní ta bora zrudne tvůj vlas. A houslí tesklivý ozve se hlas. Vzpomeň si, cikánko, že měl jsem tě rád. Tu lásku ti nikdo víc nemůže dát.
You've just heard three Czech and Moravian brass band songs: Morava, Krásná zem, Šlipanenky silnicí, and Cikánka.
And now, we would like to tell you more about Jerry's life. Actually, we would like to let Jerry tell you about his life.
Thanks to the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, we can now share Jerry's story with you. All the segments that you will hear were recorded in 2010 by a team of historians involved in the Oral History Project.
Vladimír Jirák was born in Prague. His parents owned a restaurant and tavern in the city's old town. The Jirák family lived above. His father died when Jerry was only 4 years old, and his mother died 12 years later, leaving Jerry and his sister Alena to fend for themselves. Jerry says that his sister became a seamstress while he worked as a waiter in Prague's Café Phoenix, among other locations. During World War II, Jerry studied at hotel school in Prague. He says he learned 850 words of basic English as part of his training. An enthusiastic Boy Scout as a child, Jerry became involved in the movement again after it was re-established in the liberated Czechoslovakia in 1945.
I went to the Boy Scouts. I was a Boy Scout since I was about 12 or 13 years old, and that's where they gave me name Jerry, because in those days everything was dominated by the Western culture and the Americans and the American books, and then they named each other by American sounding name, which were kind of exotically attractive for us. So one guy's name was Jim, the other one was John, which were unusual names for Czechs, and they gave me Jerry. I don't know why.
Jerry worked at the movement's headquarters in Prague and traveled to France in 1947 to attend the annual Scouting Jamboree. It was at this event that he got to know Clarence Beebe, the head of the Scouts Drum and Bugle Corps in Madison, Wisconsin. 12 years later, Mr. Beebe was to become Jerry's sponsor to the United States.
I was able to travel for the Boy Scout Jamboree in France. That France is my fate. Because yes. this time it was legal. And on a Jamboree, I got attracted to the musical group, what we call here Drum and Bugle Corps. That was very unusual type of music we Czechs didn't know. And we were really crazy about it. So we went to all their performances on the Jamboree, and I met the executive director, who was very friendly and was exchanging his address with almost anybody, including me. His name was Clarence Beebe. He was from Madison, Wisconsin. And this was Madison Scouts Drum and Bugle Corps, at one time very prominent and very good bugle corps in Midwest here.
Jerry left Czechoslovakia just after the communist takeover in March 1948, during the first few weeks of his military service, which he was summoned to do in the town of Sokolov, near the West German border. Jerry says that he and a friend asked to leave to visit a dentist, and in fact took a train to the border, which they crossed overnight. After a few days at a refugee camp in Regensburg, Jerry was sent to France, where he gained a job in a steel factory near Nancy, after being turned down in his bid to become a farmhand.
I was so hungry at supper, because I didn't have no money or no nothing, that I went to a local orchard where there were cherry trees, and I stuffed myself with cherries one day. And I went second night until the owner caught me. The owner was threatening me that he goes to police. So I was kind of crying to him and said, I'm a refugee, I'm hungry, I have nothing. Please don't take me to the police. I will pay you for what I ate from my first paycheck, and which I did. He was very gracious to me. He owned a bakery, and he even gave me a job. He has a lot of stale bread. I had to make breadcrumbs out of it. Of course, that was on a manual mill. Nothing was electric, sir.
Jerry decided to flee the factory and apply for a visa to the United States. But he could only do this by returning to Germany, which he did after he spent some time working in construction in Luxembourg.
Wow, that's a quite fascinating story, right? It's hard to imagine what people had to go through before they finally made it to America.
Yeah, especially for the younger generations.
I agree. All right. And before we get back to Jerry's story, let's take a little music break.
Sounds good. We will listen to two more Czech polkas. Čtyři páry bílejch koní and Panenko modrooká.
Já mám panenku za horama, cesta je dlouhá k ní. Vyšlapu já jich koníčkama, až pojedu za ní. Hi-ya-ho, pojedou za panou rozmilou. Svážu jim hřívy pentličkama, pak vesele klusat budou.
Čtyři páry bílej koní, podkoví jim pěkně zvoní, ty mě povezou jednou za tebou. Čtyři páry bílej koní, a ty nikdo nedohoní, až za naší zahradou. Prásknu bičem nad hlavou. Stavej kováři koně kovej, ať dlouho nečekám. Dvě podkověnky pro mě schovej, ty já si ponechám. Jednu z nich chtěl bych dát té, co mám tolikrát. Stávej kováři, koně kovej, však můžeš zítra dlouho spát. Čtyři páry bílej koní, podkoví jim pěkně zvoní, ty mě povezou jednou za tebou. Čtyři páry bílej koní, a ty nikdo nedohoní, až za naší zahradou. Prásknu pičem nad hlavou.
Let's hear from Adolf Funeral Home and Services.
Adolf Berwyn Funeral Home was originally established by the Havlíček and Král families at 19th and Racine in Chicago in 1882. In 1930, Král and Adolf Funeral Home was opened at 19th and Miller Streets and continued there until 1960. Adolf Berwyn Funeral Home was established in 1960 and still operates today in 2921 South Harlem Avenue in Berwyn. Their beautiful and brand new state-of-the-art facility located at 7000 South Madison Street in Willowbrook opened in October 2005. With the opening of the Willowbrook Funeral Home, both locations now share the name Adolf Funeral Home and Cremation Services Limited. They feature beautifully appointed chapels, exceptional attention to detail, monthly grief counseling meetings at both locations. Funeral pre-arrangement services available, also accepting pre-arrangements from other funeral homes. And is proud to be a fourth-generation family-owned business. Adel Funeral Home and Cremation Services Limited. Service beyond expectations.
Pěkná je cestička k vám, po ní se hezky chodí. Celou jí z paměti znám, mě dávno k tobě vodí. Až jednou při loučení, na ní tam budeme stát. Dáš mi políbení, řeknu ti, mám tě rád. Dáš mi políbení, řeknu ti, mám tě rád. Dívenko má, panenko modrooká, kdo tě bude mít od dneška do roka? Tvá veliká láska, ta půjde všude se mnou. Dívenko má, možná že naschledanou.
Polkas, čtyři páry bílejch koní and panenko modrooká. And now, let's get back to the life and work of Jerry Jirák, the former broadcaster. All recordings of Jerry's testimony have been provided to us by the Oral History Project of the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
Jerry says that back in Germany, however, he was told at the American consulate that his chances of getting to the United States were slim. He opted to emigrate to Australia instead and arrived in Sydney in December 1950. His first job was in Melbourne at a factory owned by Heinz, where he made ketchup and tomato soup.
This is WCEV 1450 AM, Cicero, Illinois. WCEV. We're Chicagoland's ethnic voice.
In January, that's a high season for tomatoes. And tomatoes have to be worked right away. So they shipped this by huge trucks every day to this factory. And tomatoes, I was working on a They had little cases, tomatoes, and they put it on a belt, and the belt tipped it out in water to be washed. And that's where I was standing to make sure that the case goes into the other belt. And I was wet, of course, because I had a big rubber apron. Tomatoes went back there to be worked on by, it was women, they were trying to get the problems out of there before it went into the machine to be worked on. It was not too bad, except that I was on a night shift.
After 9 years in Melbourne, Jerry was sponsored by his old scouting contact, Mr. Beebe, to come to Madison, Wisconsin. He spent a short time working in a hospital kitchen in the city before coming to Chicago, where, some of his acquaintances told him, he would receive a better pay. Jerry lived in the western suburbs of Chicago ever since. Over the years, he became involved in a number of Czech organizations in the city, including the Czechoslovak National Council of America. He presented the Czechoslovak Radio Hour on Chicago's WCEV every Sunday for the past 30 years.
Since I am active in my radio, I try to play music people like, mainly folk music and brass bands and stuff like this. Of course, that applies mostly to the older Czechs. The younger Czechs, they grow on American music mostly, you know. They won't even probably listen to my radio because to them I'm too old-fashioned. But I have a lot of followings with the older Czech Americans, and they like it because this is the only, besides their own CDs, on Sunday morning, they can have breakfast with me at 9 o'clock.
Jerry Jirák passed away earlier this year at the age of 89. As you could hear in Jerry's testimony, his show was dedicated mainly to older generations, and we sincerely hope that they will keep on listening to the Czechoslovak Radio Hour even now, when Jerry is no longer with us, and our show will get a new format.
But we also hope to attract new audiences. Unlike Jerry, we feel that younger generations, and even children, can appreciate this kind of traditional and folk Czech, Moravian, and Slovak music. However, we also plan on playing other musical genres from all over the Czech Republic and Slovakia. We are also planning on bringing you interesting interviews with members of our Czech and Slovak community here in Chicagoland, and also from extraordinary personalities visiting us from the Czech and Slovak republics.
Finally, we want to use this opportunity to inform the community about upcoming cultural events organized by various Czech, Moravian, and Slovak organizations.
We also hope that you won't stop sending your letters and musical requests. We are interested in your opinions and suggestions, and we will, of course, greatly appreciate your donations, which to us will be the best proof that you are enjoying our show.
If you have any questions and comments, you can reach us at 773-543-9255. Let me repeat. 773-543-9255.
Once again, we would like to thank to the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library in Cedar Rapids.
To our sponsors, Klas Restaurant, Czechoslovak American Congress, Adolf Funeral Home and Services, and Daisy Brand Sausage.
And last but not least, to our technical crew and our mentor, Mr. Ed Vodička, and Mr. Molda.
Thank you for listening.
And have a great Sunday.
Od mikrofonu se s vámi loučí
Irena Čajková
a Klára Moldová.
Prošel jsem cizí kraje a mnoho předlouhých cest. Jen jedna cestička může však do mé vlasti vést. Ta zem je nejkrásnější, nedám ji za celý svět. Do těch míst důvěrně známých vždy rád se vracím zpět. Co skrývá krás, ta nejhezčí má vlast. Moje jižní Čechy, moje česká vlast. česká vlast. Když spatřím známou vísku, za humny zašumí háj. Jakoby ti konce šeptal, zdraví tě rodný kraj. Oku se slza třpití, vzpomínám na mládí čas. Maminka drahá mě vítá, šťastem jsem doma zas. Co skrývá krás, ta nejhezčí má vlast. Moje jižní Čechy, moje česká vlast. Moje jižní Čechy, moje česká vlast.
O vás vyprávíme s láskou.
let's learn a little bit about one of our sponsors, Klas Restaurant in Cicero.
Klas Restaurant opened its historic doors in 1922 and is the oldest Czech restaurant in the country. Adolf Klas, a native of Pilsen, Bohemia, gave up his job as a waiter at Chicago's Drake Hotel to become the proprietor of this new business that eventually expanded to become a famous Chicagoland Czech landmark. The 14th century wine and tap room is well worth the visit. The bar is stocked with relics from World War I, World War II, and many other bygone eras. The bar has beautiful handcrafted murals, taxidermy, and stained glass windows throughout. The roster of guests over the years includes bankers, doctors, lawyers, and well-known politicians of the day. The restaurant can accommodate several hundred guests with its four banquet rooms, main dining room, outdoor garden, and 14th century wine and tap room. Happiness was the old theme at Klas, and we are proud to continue the tradition of culture, fine food, and spirits. In this day and age, we can all use a little digital detox. Turn off your smartphones, computers, iPads, and head over to the historic Klas restaurant at 5734 West Cermak Road in Cicero. Enjoy an atmosphere that is one of a kind. Sit back and drink a tall stein of beer and enjoy some old world food while taking in some history. We look forward to seeing you at Klas.
Ta naše písnička česká, ta je tak hezká, tak hezká. Thank you.
Moje jsem tam už týden, sedu v nedělí. Byl jsem tam už týden, sedu v nedělí. Ještě jsem neviděl, ještě jsem neviděl mý potěšení.
Teče voda, okolo hradiště teče voda, napísat cérečko však je dobrá, napísat cérečko však je dobrá. Okolo hradiště teče voda, napísat cérečko však je dobrá, napísat cérečko však je dobrá. Nežli voda, lepší je vínečko, nežli voda, lepší je cérečka, nežli vdova, lepší je cérečka, nežli vdova.